Hey, all the Huakuis, I want to wish you all a happy Christmas and Merry New Year. And today I'm going to touch the most exciting GLS for the entire year, which is Hougang GLS.
The Hammer Gang.
In my entire career, I have never seen a GLS under opposition party, which is very interesting and fresh to me. Because if you talk about like riverfront residences, those are en bloc cases. Florence residences is also from en bloc. So this is a very rare land that is above Hougang MRT station. And I'm very excited for you, Hougang fans also, because
I am a Hougang bird.
I stayed in Hougang for a very long time. And at that time, don't even have MRT. I stayed opposite Montfort area. I need to walk like 800 meters to the MRT station. And when you're young, 1 kilometer is near lah. Today, you ask me walk 100 meters ah. Wow, super far, need to take aeroplane already. Hougang is a place that is forever in my heart because all my lousy childhood starts from there. But it's a blessing because when you have lousy childhood, what you learn?
Street smart.
And one of the things that I learned is
Having guts.
which you can't learn it from having good studies. Many of you study too much until you have no more guts. Quickly, I will be sharing with you what's my estimated launch pricing for this new launch. Guys, don't be so excited lah. They just sold the land a few days ago and it'll take about 1 more year to do all the planning. So I guess they will be launching around, correct lor.
Early 2027.
Now let's look at how much the land is sold for. Hougang GLS. CapitaLand UOL Group got it again because Parktown, which is also a mixed development, is also by the same developer and it is launched just this year. And this time they got it at 1.5 billion, which is 1179 per square feet. It's very important to know how many bidders are there to see the demand. There are 3 bidders. UOL got it at 1179. You see Sim Lian Group 1155.
Quack, quack, quack.
If I'm the Sim Lian person, very sad because the win bid is only 1.8% higher than second bidder. It's very important to know how much the developer buy. Is it at a competitive rate? Is there demand? So you can see from the land bid. Because you do not want developer to overbuy this piece of land. Then after that, plus all the miscellaneous costs, that at the end, who bear? You as a consumer lah. As you can see, this is a giant plot of land, which looks like that lah. They can build an estimated of 835 units on top of the shopping mall. And this shopping mall
It's not like the pirated Parktown.
Because the Parktown commercial size has only 146,000 square feet of retail mall, which is about 120 stores. And this Hougang one has 430,000 which is nearly 3 times bigger shopping mall than Parktown. And Parktown got 1,000 over units This one got only 800 over units, which means you have lesser condo than Parktown, and they enjoy 3 times bigger of the mall lah. So how big will this mall look like? So I did some research. Your Waterway Point has only 370,000 square feet of retail space. This Hougang one is 430,000, which means it's bigger than Waterway Point, and it's just a bit smaller than City Square Mall. City Square Mall has around 450,000 square feet of retail space, which is huge lah. Now let's talk about how much will they launch this new launch at? Quickly, let's go back to Parktown. They bought 885 per square feet in 2023 and they have sold about 87% of the units at an average price of 2,360 per square feet. And if we just use this as a guide, this Hougang land price is 32.8% higher than Parktown. And since they sold Parktown 2,360, wow, that means they're going to sell
3,000 per square feet leh.
Can you imagine Hougang today? It's like buying in core region. Correct, you are in the core region of the opposition party. If you believe what I just said just now, boo boo boo, bluff you one. We don't calculate like that. No one will buy at 3,000 per square feet. But Singapore in such a rich country, they are sure high, sure buy at even 3,500 per square feet. First, let's talk about whether this land price is good or disgusting first. Let's use the most recent blue color plot GLS, which is the upcoming going to launch one called Temple. Japanese West GLS, which is called Pinery. Koi Hub got it ma, at about 668 million, which translate to about 1,004 per square feet. And we have the one at the north called Jinzaru. Evia got it at 980 per square feet. Your Tampines 1,000, your north 980. Hougang one 1,176. Quite fair lah, because it's a bigger plot, bigger shopping mall. Most importantly, how much will they launch at? At the back of my mind, I remember Lentor Modern, which is the top of the town right now because they just TOP, and I remember they are one of the highest price OCR land plot at that period of time. You see, Lentor Modern record price at that time, 1,204 per square feet in July 2021. But it's a pink plot. Pink plot means they just have commercial shops on first story. Whereas blue color plot is a proper shopping mall. So let's go back to how much Lentor Modern was sold on the first day of launch. Lentor Modern, just TOB. They launched on 16th of Sep. You can see that all their 3 bedrooms are around 2,000 each per square feet, which is around this price. Now you look back, cheap, right? That's why I always say, buy property to wait, not wait to buy property. And I remember, Lentor Modern is pre-harmonized. So if you want to add the harmonized, you add another 5%, they should be around 2,001 per square feet. And that was long time ago, So if you want to get something similar, then we can compare with Park Town. Park Town is harmonized, Yes, I know land price for Park Town is only 885. But since 80% of people has bought in, means that's around the market value for a mixed development today. Your Park Town, 1,193 units. They launched this year Feb. You can see that 3 beta is about 2,300 plus per square feet. And if you have watched my video and you have learned by now, per year is $50 per square feet. Park Town is launched this year, 2025, at $2,350 per square feet as average. Hougang 1 only launched 2 years later. You add another 100 lor, which means they will sell around 2,450 to maybe 2,600 per square feet. I already harmonized for you already. That means 2 years later, 3-bed, 2-bath with no storeroom type, and let's give it 900 square feet. You are going to pay 2.25 million, but you are above the MRT and shopping mall. You want the one with storeroom? Then higher. You see, Park Town with storeroom is about this size, 2,003 per square feet at about this price. 2 years later, about 2,450 per square feet. With the same size, you're going to pay at least 2.6 million. You want 4 beta? Wow, you are giant Hua Kui. Park Town 4 beta, 1,335 square feet. 2,003 per square feet, 3.06 million. And let's say Hougang got the same size, 2,400 per square feet. Ooh la la, cheap la. 3.2 million for a 4 bedroom in OCR with MRT and shopping mall. You want 1 and 2 beta? Hey, come on, guys. This is a Hua Kui channel. You buy 1 and 2 beta? Boo. So, in summary, guys, buy properties to wait and not wait to buy property. And again, as I always say many times, new launch is not always the way to go. Resale potentially can make more than new launch. So stop listening to your lousy agents out there that,
oh, new launch is the best, new launch is the best, boo.
So in summary, I think they will sell roughly $2,450 to $2,600 per square feet when they launch in early 2027. And let's see 2027, let's see whether this video is still relevant or not. Scarily higher, who knows? It also depends on the market for 2027. And guys, I'm very grateful that you have been with me all this year. So I want to wish everyone a very, very happy Christmas and Merry New Year. Stay healthy, eat a lot like Fatty Bomb Bomb. And I'll see you next year. Ciao Bella, ciao amigos.